Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we discuss the issues with the Great Power Pundit panel. We have Liz McMenamin, Mike Killaby, and Mylon Hawkins. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Joe Heck's and Donald Trump's views on women are disturbing. Heck voted to defund Planned Parenthood 10 times. He was even willing to shut down the government over it. And they both outlaw abortion.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
While Heck co-sponsored legislation to criminalize abortion, even in cases of rape, Donald Trump and Joe Heck are not for you. DSEC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're doing an all-pundit show once again here with Mike Killaby. He is Director of Legislative Affairs for Kempfer Kroll Renshaw. Liz McMenamin is Vice President of the Government Affairs for Retail Association Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Mylon Hawkins is Vice President of Interface Computer Associates. Pleasure to have you all here on the program.
Good morning.
Marijuana, is it going to fly or not? It seems like, according to the New York Times yesterday, that we're at the point here, the tipping point, where if California goes, the entire West Coast will have legalized marijuana. Nevada, of course, is in this game as well, but a multitude of other states have this on the ballot. Where do you think this is heading now that Sheldon Adelson has dropped another $2 million into the anti-campaign here, yeah, and I think $500,000 into Arizona?
In Arizona, yeah, I think that changes things. That'll put them on the air in a big way. You know, Pat Hickey's obviously been the most visible face of the No on Two movement, but that put that kind of money into a race like this, that's going to change things a little bit. I think people probably do have some concerns with what happens if you do go completely legal with recreational marijuana versus the medical system that we have now. But at some point, the federal government's going to have a problem on their hands as more and more states do this. And I think if you saw just recently the DEA and FDA put off the decision about rescheduling marijuana, which is a Schedule 1 control.
So
yeah, still Schedule 1. But that will probably call their hand, if you will, at the federal level to have to do something.
Yes, I happen to agree with that. I think the bill, as it's currently put before the voters, does have some problems. I'm not sure it's absolutely the best bill that we could have, let's say that you want to grow your own marijuana. It's actually against the law under this bill. So that's sort of like saying you can't make beer, but you can. If you're going to legalize it across the board, you, in my opinion, also have to give people the right, if they want to grow their own and not make that a crime.
Well, right? Unfortunately, because of the big businesses that are running this effort in our state, they don't want the individuals to grow in their own homes.
Right.
So that's why this is, and this is unfortunate that this is not something that's come out before now. And like Mike, I believe this money being dropped in is going to help a lot. I believe that, and just as my personal opinion, I think that we need to look at what's going on in the other states and understand that this is really a problem. There are issues that have come up since Colorado's passed it, since Washington State, since Oregon. There are issues coming up in that state that we're not even addressing. And this is,
for example,
there is on the market something called dabs, and it's almost a hallucinogenic. It is marijuana, but it's so addictive and it's so problematic. In Colorado, they're seeing a lot of issues with it. A lot of the rehab facilities and people working in those areas are seeing people present with it. The emergency rooms are seeing people present with it. They're seeing children present with problems from actually taking this. Will it kill you? I don't know. I know that it will make you very ill and maybe wish you were dead, but it is a problem, and those are things that we haven't even vetted, and there's not been enough studies on marijuana.
Because the federal government won't allow it.
Well, I agree with that, and maybe that's something we look at is, do we study this? Do we start looking at what the issue is with marijuana going forward, as opposed to just let's throw it out and let's let everybody have it.
Okay, but we've had medical marijuana in the state for a long time. The licensing of being able to get a license has been whatever you say your ache and pain is, you get it. And we haven't seen these kind of problems proliferate in the state.
So the only thing I would counter that, we have had it for some period of time, but not very long with medical marijuana. While it's been on the books for a decade and a half, the legislature, it was only two sessions ago that actually enabled it. And you just now have some of the first businesses actually getting up and operational, so still relatively few. We have a limited experience. There is some advantage to having a more tightly controlled experiment like medical marijuana to be able to figure out what's happening, what impacts you have. There's going to be human resources impacts and employment law impacts and a variety of other sorts of things in health. And so you're right.
The legislature had decades
they
to
did.
Be able to fix
this. Right. And they didn't do it. And they so then eventually put it out there. And you're right. We've not done much research, the federal government. You're not going to get federal funding to do that. NIH, the one small farm, talking about expanding that now. That research needs to be done. I have some concerns about the wholesale change of this to recreational, the edibles, which is probably where this is headed in a lot of ways, because a lot of people don't want to smoke, and you can't smoke marijuana in public in a lot of places anyway. That's a real challenge with children. And I have a healthy libertarian streak. Part of me says, who cares? But at the same time, we're sending a government message that this is safe and okay. What do we do? And so far, that experiment's been fairly short-lived with medical marijuana. I think if we had some more time under our belt in Nevada, it might make a difference in how people feel about the ballot question.
But I also think that we can look at California, which has had medical marijuana for a lot longer than we have. And there hasn't really been a major problem. And it's the same thing. If I went into see a doctor there and said, I have an ache and pain and I want to get a card, that's about all it takes. You get a card right away and you can buy whatever you want. But they haven't really run into a lot of problems in California with their medical marijuana. The big issue is, like anything else, it's alcohol, it's your gun. Are you going to keep it in a safe place, or are you going to let the three-year-old child, you know, get that gun out or get a hold of the booze?
Okay, but I don't disagree with you on any of that, except those people are irresponsible anyway. And so, you know, to throw that out there, I mean, you know, some people are going to take Drano if they can't find something else.
Right.
So, but all right, just around the table quickly. Okay. You think it's going to pass or not?
I 50-50. I don't know now.
Me too. I think it has a slight edge at the moment, but we will see coming down the home stretch with the $2 million that he put in, what's going to happen with it.
Liz?
And I agree. I think 50-50 is close, and I think it's going to be a toss-up in the end as to the turnout and which party carries this election.
I think the message has come out way too late, and that with all the other noise of all the other campaigns at this point in time, that message may get buried, and it'll be down to the experience of people who may have actually tried marijuana in the past and be looking at this and going, maybe not such a big deal. We shall see.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
When I think about Catherine Cortez Masto, I think about all the things she did to me and my family. Catherine Cortez Masto indicted my father, who was an innocent man, in order to save Harry Reid's political career. I mean, I didn't understand what was going on. What I did understand was my dad might have missed me growing up. Catherine Cortez Masto was willing to hurt me and my sisters and my family for her own political gain.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
Donald Trump says he'll defund Planned Parenthood.
I would defund Planned Parenthood.
Joe Heck voted to do it already, 10 times. And both Donald Trump and Joe Heck threatened to shut the government down to do it. And Donald Trump says about women who have abortions,
there has to be some form of punishment.
Joe Heck has already voted to make abortion a crime. So no matter what he says, Joe Heck is a lot closer to Donald Trump than you think. Women Vote is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I served under President Bush and Obama. I fought the Taliban. I was asked to form a global coalition to counter ISIL. When someone makes the comment that they know more about the Islamic State or ISIL than do the generals, it implies a complete ignorance of the reality. But I believe Secretary Clinton really understands the threat that the Islamic State poses to the United States and to the American people. And I believe she understands how to wield American power to ultimately defeat this threat and to keep us safe.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. We're doing an all-pundit show again today. Liz McMenamin is here, Mike Hillaby, and Mylon Hawkins. So one of the ballot issues a lot of people are confused about is the ability to have power bought from other sources apart from NV Energy. What are your thoughts on this, pros and cons? Obviously, Danny Thompson with the AFL-CIO was here, very much in favor of keeping it with the power company.
Sure, they've got a fair number of unionized electrical workers at the power company worried about those jobs. I think it's, you're right, is the one that the public is probably the least informed about, doesn't really understand that. The timing is great coming on the heels of the solar fight for the proponents of that question. Nobody likes their utility on a good day. Most people, it's a fairly benign dislike. They don't really think about it. Look at the polling and the activity and all of the press and the lawsuits around rooftop solar driven toward NV Energy, and I think that public perception is a little bit different now. So timing-wise, I think the proponents of that measure have done a very good job about getting that out there. The real question is, if you, as you start to allow the large users, the Wind, Sands, MGM, and others to leave the system, what do you do with those stranded costs? How do you allocate that?
And what you mean by that is that the people who are left with the utility, which would be most of the public that doesn't have solar of some kind, who's going to pay for the infrastructure?
Right, so those large users have to pay exit fees. There'll probably be a fight this next legislative session to make it easier for some of those users to get out, and how those exit fees, if you will, that are paid to the utility to help spread that the cost of that around a larger rate pool. Likely to have some fights about that this time. The real challenge is, and I think the unknown, will the average homeowner benefit as much as a large commercial user in a deregulation market? You've seen
it. And isn't that up to the PUC to make sure that the exit fees that are paid, because that amount of money is supposed to take care of the disparity of taking the amount of power that the power company was going to generate for that company. Mm-hmm. They've already invested that money, and so now that money has to be paid for somewhere and not on the backs of the public.
Right, and that, of course, is going to be a problem. I personally like the idea of deregulation. That's just me. If I had my way, I'd put solar all over my roof, put a couple of Elon Musk's batteries in my house, and get off the grid 100% if I could. I'd love to see that happen.
Okay, but what about backup, though, when your system goes out?
If you've got the right kinds of systems, you don't really have to worry about that. There are really people who do live off the grid, and do quite well. And they don't have any backup. They're not hooked up to anything. But you do have to know what you're doing in that particular case. You have to be smart in order to handle it. Yeah.
And I agree. Yeah. I think that's a wonderful idea. Mm-hmm. But you're talking about a huge investment where the normal household out there doesn't have that kind of money to invest in those things.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to think of, and what a wonderful world we'd live in if everybody could afford to do it. But that's not going to happen. And I have to admit, as far as that ballot question, I went to Leah Talkin in our office and said, I don't understand what this is about. Mm-hmm. So she explained, and like Mike, I agree, you know, there's going to be some issues coming up at this next legislative session. I personally will vote. Mm-hmm. And I'll say on the air, I'll vote no for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if, as we go along, we will see that a lot of the voters who go, and I would have, if I hadn't had Leah feeding my brain with what it really did, I would have voted no just because I didn't know what it did. You know, and I know we have voters out there that look at these questions and they just go, and I had somebody say, I'm just going to vote no all the way around on everything. I went, oh, well, don't you want to know what it's about? And most voters are unaware.
Well, and that's our presidential situation where the top of the ticket is so much noise. And then with a United States Senate race on top of that, that these questions get left way at the bottom.
And what
of the
I hear mostly from our friends who don't do this for a living is they're disgusted by the whole process, by everything. And as Liz says, that is when you see people as they go down ballot, just vote no. I'm confused. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. Obviously, we've got a sales tax issue on in Washoe County. I'm just going to vote no on those. I don't understand, and I'm disgusted by the whole thing. I'm just going to vote no. All right. That's a real challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And interesting, MV Energy staying neutral on this issue, which I think is a very wise place for them to be. All right, we'll take a break. More when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
I fought for my country in Kosovo and Iraq, and I've been a Republican all my life, but I'm the father of three girls. I can't stand hearing Donald Trump call women pigs, dogs, and bimbos, and I sure don't want my daughters hearing it. I want my girls to grow up proud and strong in a nation where they're valued and respected. Donald Trump's America is not the country I fought for, so I'm voting for Hillary Clinton.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I'm a lawyer spokesperson. This is an important message for anyone who took the prescription drug Xarelto or Pradaxa and had a serious bleeding event. If you or a loved one took Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered from a serious bleeding event,
call 1-800-222-3803.
Xarelto and Pradaxa have been linked to serious internal bleeding, stroke, and death.
Call 1-800-222-3803.
You may be entitled to compensation. Call now for a free consultation.
Tune in every Friday night for a recap of local high school sports on News 4 at 11. Player and coaches interviews, the latest game highlights, and a look at next week's matchups. All on Friday Night Lights, every week on News 4. Brought to you by Dolan Automotive. Sometimes the best medicine is staying informed. Join News 4 at 4 every week for Best Medicine Wednesday. Get an inside look at the latest medical advancements, tips on how to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and more. Brought to you by Renown Health.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're all pundits show. Liz McMenamin is here. We also have Mylon Hawkins and Mike Hillaby. Washoe County Schools, you know, we've spent the last several years attacking the school board in Washoe County. Rightly or wrongly, but they've been attacked by the Reno Gazette Journal and many leaders in the community. Now those same groups are trying to rally people to vote for this tax. What do you think about this and where it's heading?
You know, I'm not a voter in Washoe County, but if I were, I would be hesitant to vote for it. However, I understand the need. I understand the need for money, and I understand the proponents of the measures looking for ways to build schools. Schools are important, and they need to be financed. But in reading about from residents in Washoe County, there's a really mixed bag out there because they felt like they've been paying all along to finance building of these schools, and it hasn't been done. So I don't know. I kind of stayed out of that one, Sam.
But as you look at your county taxes, two of the big lines are Washoe County schools and Washoe County school debt.
Right.
So I think homeowners are looking at that going, well, we're already giving a significant amount of money. But we've seen that the need for the school district is huge. But how do you counter all of the negativity? You can't keep slamming a system over and over and over. If I were a teacher, I would feel so disheartened that my work is never looked at and said, boy, good job. It's
right.
Negative, negative, negative. Now we're asking for a tax increase.
Yeah, and I think that this is the toughest issue facing the voters in Washoe County. And my sense is that this is not going to pass, that the voters are going to turn it down. I think everybody who has a child in school is going to be, you know, hoping that it does pass. But there's a lot of people that even have children in school and saying, I don't want my property taxes to go up. I don't want to be paying more money when I go to the store when I buy things. And one of the problems when you raise sales tax is you are actually hitting the poorest population the hardest. So it's a bad way to go about doing what needs to be done. I'm looking at $750 million that the state of Nevada is going to put into a stadium. That's about the same amount of money that this sales tax is going to raise. So if the state wanted to do something good with that money, they could put it in the Washoe County
School. And actually, they can. I've got. And I was not a stadium fan, but I think you've got to separate two different issues. Mm-hmm. One was a room tax in Clark County that was bonded for that, and it was never money that was going to be available for schools statewide. You can't do that. The state doesn't pay for school construction, with very limited exceptions. When we've had like White Pine and Lincoln County that have not been able to fund, the state has stepped in on a couple of very limited occasions to pay for that. State helps pay for operation of schools. It is up to locals to fund that. Therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The state controls the property tax system, which is, as our good friend Carol Velardo always has described it, the most complicated in the United States. It needs to be fixed. We need to deal with depreciation. We need to deal with the cap and how that works and how you get value back once we go off the kind of cliff we saw during this recession. The state controls a fair amount of the sales tax. What's left to locals is limited. And I think, Sam, to your original question, what do the proponents do? They hope people have relatively short memories, and the positive campaign they're running now is what people remember when they go into the voting booth, not fights over open meeting law and previous superintendents. But the whole issue of funding, and that stadium is going to be an anchor around some people's necks, but it's a whole totally separate issue, how that was financed, where the money came from, how those bonds are going to be issued, than how you pay for schools in two different parts of the state.
And you're absolutely right, and this is a question that businesses face all the time. They have, you know, a line item that is for fencing, and they have a line item that is for meals, and those lines don't get crossed. You know, whatever money is put in whatever area has to be spent there. Indexing of fuels, that's pretty much all the way around the state except in Washoe County, and then they're re-upping it for Clark County. This seems like a really good idea because we need money for roads.
It's been hugely successful. Full disclosure, I've represented RTC Washoe for many years. Obviously, they love it, been able to do a lot of needed road projects here in Washoe County. We did ours a little bit differently. We went to the voters first in 2008, then to the legislature for enabling legislation in 2009, then to the county commission. So the indexing has worked very, very well here. We've got the rest of the state now catching up. Clark County did theirs with a sunset. They've raised their tax. It's now stopped. They can't increase that anymore after 2016. They really need that. You've got obviously a lot of union, a lot of businesses behind that trying to figure out how we fix the infrastructure problems. It creates a lot of jobs. Hopefully people will see that and understand what that really means to them as they drive around.
Well, again, I worry, too. We talked about the people, the voters being aggravated about all of the hoopla that's been going on. Are they going to just vote no on pieces like that again? You know, again, if they don't have all the information, and I haven't seen a lot of information being put out there on this indexing. So
you know, the Nevada Taxpayers Association
is the only one
that put out a major piece saying that this is on the. That's how I knew.
There is an alliance in Southern Nevada that's doing email and other kinds of campaigns, but directing it toward Clark County because they really want to see that passed.
Right,
down
but
there.
It needs to be done in all of rural Nevada as well because it makes the most sense. And I hope that folks, we have a lot of viewers in rural Nevada, and I hope they understand that. Last quick question here: how close is the Heidi Gansett-Devin Reese race?
I think it's really close. Yeah. If you look at what the Democratic turnout is, the level of excitement right now, I think that's going to be, and the money that's going into that, that's going to be really tough. And when you start seeing the kind of pretty tough attack ads come out this late, that means people know it's getting close.
Yes, absolutely. Very close.
You want to call it?
I think she's going to win. I really do. And I think that's still a solid Republican district. And I think she isn't going to win by much, but I think she's going to win.
And you're speaking as a Democrat.
I know, and I agree. I think she is going to win. Mm-hmm. She's going to pull it out. Mm-hmm. Heidi has that name recognition, and she's got that character of getting after. She's a solid worker. She's a solid campaigner, and she is just, she's dynamite. So, I think she'll pull it out.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Harry Reid has failed Nevada for 30 years. Now he's picked his successor. But Catherine Cortez Masto has failed Nevada too. Thousands of untested rape kits, leaving rapists on the street. Accused sex trafficker who forced a 16-year-old into prostitution got a plea deal. While Cortez Masto played politics and lived large on taxpayer-funded junkets. Don't let Harry Reid force another failure on Nevada. Senate Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum, Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
Hillary Clinton won't change Washington. She's been there 30 years. Taxes went up. Terrorism spread. Jobs vanished. But special interests and Washington insiders thrived. Donald Trump will turn Washington upside down day one. Real change that puts Americans first. A vote for Hillary is a vote for more of the same. A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for change that makes America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
More issues on our next broadcast with Jesse Wadhams, Mike Bosma, and Joe Gill. We'll see you on the next broadcast.